Welcome everybody, shir number 807, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting question comes up, that is, there are many times we've spoken about in the past, if somebody eats something before they sit down to wash, right? Not cake, we're talking about, let's say for example, let's take a fruit, a regular fruit. So if they're going to eat a fruit, we said if somebody eats fruits during the meal, right, I take an apple and I want to make my Bar Priya Eitz, I eat my apple, fine. And I eat it right before I sit down to wash, and I'm going to be eating fruits during the meal also. So I could have in mind, I make a Bar Priya Eitz, and have in mind the fruits that I'll eat during the meal. It's right before the meal, I make my Bar Priya Eitz, I eat my apple, and I have in mind those fruits, and it continues on, the bracha continues on, like this, I have in mind all the fruits. But let's say in a case in time, I eat an apple before the meal, right? And I'm not eating any fruits during the meal. I just want to have an apple before the meal, or even if I eat it quite a bit before the meal, which is, you know, we said in general, various different foods, not all foods could you eat right before a meal. If you're going to be eating it during the meal, and for example, let's say like lakshin noodles, for example, somebody's going to take some noodles and they're going to be eating it during the meal. It's a big problem to eat it right before the meal, because during the meal, you don't make a bracha. Okay, we're not going to get into all those halachas which we spoke about in the past, but a simple case, I ate an apple, right, and 15 minutes, I ate a full apple. Now I have to make a bar nefashos. Fine. So 15 minutes later, I sit down, but I did not make a bar nefashos. 15 minutes later, whatever, 20 minutes later, I sit down, I eat a regular meal. I eat a regular, you know, a regular suda. In other words, I wash and everything. And let's say, for example, I'm still within the 72 minutes, because as we know, if somebody eats an apple, I ate a full apple, I have to make a bar nefashos, now the clock starts ticking. I have 72 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah tells us I have 72 minutes to make my bar nefashos. After that, I lose it on my apple. So I finished, I ate my apple 10, 15 minutes before the meal. I'm not eating fruits during the meal, so I have to make a real bar nefashos right after I eat the apple, right? So I forgot. But now I ate the meal. I ate a quick meal, whatever. It's still within the 72 minutes. And now the question is, you know, it's like whatever. It's 20 minutes later, and I have to go bench. So do we say, one second, I forgot to make a bar nefashos on my apple. So could I say that since I'm benching anyway, so the benching will cover the bar nefashos, right? I ate an apple, whatever, 35 minutes ago, right? I ate an apple. I finished my apple, had to make a bar nefashos, but I forgot, and I ate a quick meal. I ate a sandwich or whatever the case is, I washed that bench, fine. Now I'm benching, and I just remember, one second, I never made a bar nefashos on the apple that I ate before the meal, which I had to make a bar nefashos. But I'm benching now anyway, so maybe my benching will cover my bar nefashos and I'm good to go, and I don't have to worry about the bar nefashos that I actually forgot to make. Could I say that? Or do I say, no, one second, you have to make a bar nefashos. You have to make a bar nefashos, and that's it. Benching has nothing to do with bar nefashos. So what exactly is the halacha? Okay, so the Sefer Eitz Halachas brings down in our Simen Reish Zayin, he brings a Mishnah Berurah, actually from Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, Sifkat and Chaf Hey. And over there, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about if somebody drank before a meal, right? But they won't be drinking during the meal. So same case, eat an apple, whatever. And I'm not going to be, but the bottom line is I'm not eating this apple. I'm not drinking anything during the meal, for example. The bottom line is I have to make a bar nefashos. So that's what he says. In your mind, shar mashkim sheshoyse kudim hamozen, ve'eino yishoyse besoich hamozen. Okay, das haber echwen, v'tzorich levorich alein bracha achwen. Fine, you have to make a bracha achwen, a bar nefashos. She'ein, why? But she'ein birchas b'me. Maybe now I'm going to eat the meal. So good. I forgot to make my bar nefashos. I'll bench. It's good enough. No, it's not. She'ein birchas hamazon betartan. When somebody benches, right? I went to eat a sandwich. Forget about even Shabbos, but even during the meal, I went to eat a roll, a sandwich. So I'm going to go bench anyway. She'ein birchas hamazon betartan. Benching doesn't pater the mikem sheshos kodim amaitzi enim shaychem lasuda klal. Since you ate the apple or you drank something or whatever before the meal and you didn't drink during the meal, whatever the case is, it doesn't have a shaychus to the meal, to the roll, or whatever it is that you ate. Bottom line is, the benching won't pater the bar nefashos. So that's what the Eitz Halachas brings down in Eitz Hey. He says Ubirchas, and he's quoting. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Kuf Ayin Vav. He quotes that Mishnah Berurah that we just said. The Bir Halacha. Okay, other places also. Chayin Savalei Magen Avram Berke Yosef Chayyadim. Fine. That's how the Paiskim hold. He says Ubirchas Hamazin. Right. The Ubirchas Hamazin. Ine Peteris Bar Nefashos. When one benches, any Peteris Bar Nefashos that does not pater the Bar Nefashos. Could go. fine. What, what's a case? What's a case? You're going in this chayiv levarich bernefashos koydim asuda, right? You go in a case in time where somebody has to make a bernefashos before their meal, like our case, like we're talking about an apple, but it could be with anything, an orange, whatever the case is. I had to make a bernefashos. I ate whatever my apple 15 minutes before. I have to make a bernefashos. Or even if I ate it right before and I won't be eating fruits during the meal, now I have to make my bone and fashes. So kugoin im the schaiv levarich bone and fashes kodem asuda, sorich levarich bone and fashes, you would still have to make, right? Now I sat down, I ate my meal, right? I washed and everything, I ate my meal, and I ate up quick, whatever, I'm still within 72 minutes. Sorich levarich bone and fashes, gam la'acha beres berchas, berchas amazin. Very, very important halacha. That sorich levarich bone and fashes, now you ate your roll, you ate your meal, whatever, you ate up a quick meal, right? And now you benched in China. Then after you bench, you say, one second, I forgot to make my bernefashos on my apple. I forgot to make bernefashos on that drink or whatever, a case in time where you have to make a bernefashos. Tzorich levarich bernefashos, gam la'acha berchas hamazon. Now I ate my roll or whatever, I washed, I benched and everything finished. No, one second, I forgot my bernefashos. Tzorich levarich bernefashos. You still have to make your bernefashos, gam la'acha sheberich berchas hamazon, even after the person benched. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind in a case in time where somebody did that, right? They ate certain things with certain times that you're allowed to. Now, there are certain times that the benching does cover. We spoke about mezonos, for example, if somebody eats cake, especially on Shabbos, that's even more over because a person makes Kiddush. But if a person ate cake right before they're going to sit down, so then they say, by Birchas HaMazon, the Mishnah Berurah Be'Halacha talks about to have in mind that cake that you ate, and the benching would help. For the cake that you ate, that's fine. But in case in time where a person has to make a but cake is ala michya anyways, right? So that's part of the pas, part of the bread family to an extent. But over here, when you ate a fruit, I'm giving you fruit because drinks get a little bit more complicated, especially if you're going to be drinking during the meal. But if a person went ahead and ate a fruit before the meal, and they're not going to be eating that fruit, they won't be eating any fruits during the meal, right? So you have to make a real bernefasha. So now I forgot. So the case, the bottom line is, even though I washed, right? I had a meal, I had a roll or whatever it is. I washed, I benched, everything finished, and then I remember, oh, I forgot my bernefasha. So still, we're going to tell you. So if in case in time, but there's a chiyuv tzarich levarich bernefashos, you have to make the bernefashos gam la'acher sheberich berchas hamazon, even after the benching, because that bernefashos you still have to make as long as you're within 72 minutes, right? The shear equal, as long as you're within 72 minutes from the end of the time that you ate that apple or any other fruit or, you know, in a case in time where you have to make it, as long as it's within 72 minutes, not of the meal, but within 72 minutes of the eating of the apple or the eating of the fruit, then you would still have to make the bernefashos. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch HaKol Tuv.